the municipalities who met last Monday, March 14th, and our town attorney, Mr. Smith, attended. They sent us an update. They identified two key areas that we as a town should be apprised of. One is that the seeker comment period is coming, and we should be sure that we're heard. And I sent a note out to Renee Van Schaik for the IDA to express their impressions in terms of economic development. But then I also asked Mary Beth Bianconi regarding any issues there could be in terms of our sewer project. Welcome, gentlemen. Have a seat. We'll be right with you. And Mary Beth actually posted three areas that we want to make sure. One was the crossing underneath the thruway. The other for our village colleagues is any water infrastructure where there may be impact. And Renee's impact, obviously, for economic development, as I had referenced. I also think one of you had mentioned first responder challenges with this. It's just in terms of it, if anything happened and the size of it and the need for response could be challenging in the environment that we're in. We don't have a hospital on this side, et cetera. So we're going to need to get this together. My thought is that we work with Attorney Smith. And if you wouldn't mind taking the first responder feedback, what else do we want to do? I guess
that water line runs under the thruway. So, you know, they've had a habit over the years, even when we did sewers years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, put the water line in and put the sewer on top of the water line, which was always a problem. They should have did it the other way around. So, and I think the comment that Mary Beth made was, if they do go ahead with this project, that it has to be buried deeper than our lines are.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you got the same, you know, in the water and the other, and plus it's something on Carl's property too, I think.
Right.
It goes right into his property.
Right. And that's where Renee had said that the cost, you know, our the value of that land for us to be able to develop it would be severely impacted. So,
you know, coming down Jefferson during the day, you know, you watch the train go over the trestle. And it's surprising how many oil cars that they're going over that thing every day. Mm-hmm. You know, one of them ever, you know, of course, one went off the, I wasn't one of those cars, but when they had an accident and one of the cars went over to the river there,
mm-hmm.
that can be really dangerous.
Right.
Yeah, and that's that new, that's that Bach oil, right? The Bach crude oil?
Yeah. So, we'll know if we get a request to provide comments during the scoping period. Can I ask, you know, if you do first responder and then someone work on the sewer thing just to make sure that we're working with Mary Beth and have the right language? And then if, George, if there's any impact, I don't know, how about you? Is there any impact from your perspective? Okay.
Well, they want to run it.
Well, right, what about the highway department?
Don't they want to run it through your...
Which way to go on it? You know, if they're going to build a new shop, hey, it's very good. You know, they're going to take it, and we have to owe some public tax dollars
right.
for everything.
Okay.
You know, it's one of the things where it's up in the air for me. Mm-hmm. Do I want to go on through there? No. I do like to see, you know, progress, but it doesn't seem like that's the right progress.
Right. Right. So I think everybody who's a subject matter expert in the area that they're in, when it's time to put this stuff together, we'll just make sure we get it down. And then we'll have Michael. The other element that was posted in this discussion was eminent domain and the impact of eminent domain on state on municipality-owned land. And I don't know if anybody's had any experience with that. I have not, so I don't know.
I don't know how they can. They're private.
Right. We talked about that briefly the other day. Talk to Michael about it.
He was at that meeting, and he needs to update us on this. So the next opportunity we get to sit with him to find out legally. There was some comments in this regarding that, and I haven't had a chance to read it thoroughly, and I wanted to make sure that he interpreted it for us. The eminent domain procedures law, which was adopted in the 70s, would likely supersede the procedural provisions regarding eminent domain in the original Transportation Corporation law. So I'm not exactly sure what that means, and I think we'll need legal counsel just to make sure that we're all in the right place. We got two other correspondences regarding Pilgrim. One was regarding the co-lead debate. We need to do public comment, which we'll work with Michael Smith on, in terms of they want our feedback on our willingness to accept the co-lead the way they are with a certain, if there is an issue with either side, there'd be a resolution process. And then the third communication that we received was from the town of Newburgh, who have actually volunteered to be co-lead for their section. So there could be, if there's 18 communities that go down the Hudson, you could have 18 co-leads, which, you know, but what they want is for their segment, they feel they have the capacity to be co-lead on the part that impacts their, which I always thought they were a city, but they're a town. So we'll see what happens, but I just think it's important for us all to stay on this, because... Oh, there could be. There could be. So it could be the town that's impacted, so we'll see. Well, we just got to stay close to this, so... And I thought Mary Beth's input was valuable, so I'm glad that she did that.
Part of that, so some of the towns passed resolutions to stop them.
Yeah, and we have, too.
We did, yeah.
Did we pass?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we passed it that said we did not support it primarily because of our economic impact. But that doesn't necessarily stop them. Every municipality in the state of New Jersey, based on this communication, has passed a resolution against it. So we'll see what happens. Rest of the correspondence.